Even after Hitler seized power and became more receptive to pleas from businessmen, the demands of his war machine required no less, party propaganda still aimed relentlessly at workers. Hitler always emphasized and grossly exaggerated his status as an ex-worker. He would regularly appear in shirt sleeves and spoke informally to blue-collar Germans. "I was a worker in my youth like you, slowly working my way upward by industry, by study, and I think I can say as well, by hunger." As a self-described Volkskanzler, or People's Chancellor, he played all the populist notes. One of his first official acts was to refuse to accept an honorary doctorate. A Nazi catechism asked, "What professions has Adolf Hitler had?" The expected reply, "Adolf Hitler was a construction worker, an artist, and a student." In 1939, when the new chancellery was built, Hitler greeted the construction workers first and gave the stonemasons pictures of himself and fruit baskets. He promised people's cars for every worker. He failed to deliver them on time, but they eventually became the Volkswagens we all know today. The Nazis were brilliant at arguing for a one-nation politics in which a farmer and a businessman were valued equally. At Nazi rallies, organizers never allowed an aristocrat to speak unless he was paired with a humble farmer from the sticks. What distinguished Nazism from other brands of socialism and communism was not so much that it included more aspects from the political right, though there were some. What distinguished Nazism was that it forthrightly included a worldview we now associate almost completely with the political left, identity politics. This was what distinguished Nazism from doctrinaire communism, and it seems hard to argue that the marriage of one leftist vision to another can somehow produce right-wing progeny. If this was how the world worked, we would have to label nationalist socialist organizations like the PLO and the Cuban Communist Party right-wing. Insight into the mindset of early members of the Nazi Party comes in the form of a series of essays written for a contest conducted by Theodore Abel, an impressively clever American sociologist. In 1934, Abel took out an ad in the Nazi Party journal asking old fighters to submit essays explaining why they had joined. He restricted his request to old fighters because so many opportunists had joined the party after Hitler's rise. The essays were combined in the fascinating book, Why Hitler Came into Power. One essayist, a coal miner, explained that he was puzzled by the denial of race and nation implicit in Marxism. "Though I was interested in the betterment of the working man's plight, I rejected Marxism unconditionally,"